How are you?
Oh my God, I'm so good. I'm just here and I'm so excited to be doing this with you.
Yeah, podcasting once again.
Yeah, it's this podcast.
It's Othered.
It's Othered. It's us. We're here.
Welcome back, everyone, for another jaw-dropping episode.
Yeah.
I was going to say more, but then I was like, that's all-encompassing.
I know. I was going to throw in some things, and then I had Logan's voice in the back of my head saying, don't say that, Caleb. That's okay. Horrifying.
Wait, hold on. Don't blame me for any censorship.
I also just don't want to blast our listeners with, you know, sexual innuendo right off the bat. You know,
no,
I need to, like,
wait till
ease
about
them
2 minutes.
It. You know, like, put in a little lube, do a little bit of foreplay. You know what I mean?
There we go. Sure didn't take long for that to come out.
Othered, your podcast lube.
I really can't help myself.
Lube,
I don't
for
know
your
what.
Ears.
Yeah.
Thanks. I hate it. That's a t-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. God bless.
We just really never know what the fuck is going to happen.
No,
here.
I really don't like having a script. And sometimes my brain just goes straight to sex and I don't know what to say. That's all I got.
Okay.
That's the episode.
That's it. I'm sure everyone's really happy with the content they've just heard.
Yep. You're welcome. You got your money's worth.
Today, I was kind of frustrated this morning. I've been frustrated. So my part of what I do is teach dental anatomy.
Oh, okay. Oh, and we're talking about work.
Yes.
Work,
now I'm gonna swing back
work,
to my
work,
morning.
Work.
And not the fun kind,
right,
like Rihanna's doing.
Yeah.
It's the slave kind.
Oh.
No, just kidding. But sometimes it's harder than others.
Right.
And I've had a week.
Is it hard because you're having a hard time, or is it hard because the people that you're working alongside are having a hard time?
It's hard because sometimes it's the people, sometimes it's me. And no one wins when we're having a hard time.
It's a lose-lose.
It is a lose-lose.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that my week is over because I don't work on Fridays. So I left.
I was like,
job.
Wait, what day is it?
It's Thursday.
Yeah. I know. I figured that out, but it took me a minute.
Okay. You scared me. I was like wait, what day is it? It really is Thursday, isn't it? I left the job. I went to Crumble and I brought cookies.
You did. And I am eyeing them right now and they're so good.
Bless.
Bless.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I love you guys
#blessed so much.
And I just, you know, wanted to give back.
And it's payday, bitch.
Just got paid. Friday night. Thank you, Logan.
I don't know that song.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's in sync, isn't it?
Well, I can't think of who sang the original one,
yeah,
but they covered it.
Yeah.
It was
a
black man.
Oh.
Correct. The white men covered the black
colonized
man. Yeah. Well, there's that.
Just like everything else in this country.
It really is, though.
Yeah, for real.
So there's that.
Anyway, I was looking at this cookie. The Oreo cookie looks super thick.
Oh, it is thick.
It's kind of gross looking.
What? It's so delicious.
How many C's?
Three at least.
At least.
Thick.
Thick.
It's me. I'm the problem this time.
Logan, you're the problem. It's you, baby.
It's me.
Well, it was bound to happen at some point.
Right.
You've been spending a lot of time with us lately.
Bad influences.
I can't help myself. I'm so sorry.
Craig
everybody.
Used to be a problem every once in a while, too.
Craig, yeah, he was a game player. You know what I mean? He was an MVP sometimes. He just came in with
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Craig.
We love you.
He's doing well. He's like in the new gig.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh. Anyway.
Anyway.
So you worked and you're done with work.
I just wanted to get to the part where I brought cookies.
Yeah, the cookies are the most important part of my day, at least, anyway. Mm-hmm. Not the podcast, but the cookies.
Right.
Yeah.
So we had some friendship bonding time and spilled the tea.
There was some like warm feelings there. We were just gathered around the cookies. It was nice.
Among other things.
Among other things.
Gathered around the cookies. Yeah, it was good. Good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm happy for this moment today because Yeah, I needed that.
Good.
There's good vibes in here.
Yeah, these are good vibes.
Yeah.
That instance of not remembering what day it was has been a big problem for me recently. I feel so untethered to like temporal reality.
Why?
I don't know. But I'll wake up in the day and be like, I don't know what day it is. And I just like go throughout my day and it's everything's fine. Except yesterday I was supposed to go to a thing and I didn't. And I was like, I thought about it like hours later. I was like, oh, fuck. Oops. Oh, well, you know what I mean?
So we learned on the like last that episode that you don't use a calendar.
I don't.
Maybe now would be the time to introduce one into your life if you're struggling remembering the day.
Okay, here's the thing, though, is that I have calendars everywhere.
Yeah.
That's not like I don't have calendars to use. It's just that I will put things into the calendar and then completely forget. Like, I got a text message yesterday. No, the day before yesterday, about the thing that I was supposed to go to yesterday, and I still didn't go because I woke up and I was like, oh, la-di-da, you know? I don't know if it's because I'm a ditz, you know, or if Mercury's in retrograde, or if it's just because it's Pisces season and my head is in the clouds because I'm a Pisces.
Is it still Pisces season?
Yes, bitch. I haven't even had my birthday yet. Of course it's still
That's
Pisces
right.
season.
Next week.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I don't know what the problem is.
I don't know, but help me.
I don't have that problem.
What I really need is an assistant.
Ah, how much are you going to pay?
$0.
Well,
I mean, love and affection.
Well, I already get that.
Right.
So I don't need to take on any extra
responsibilities. I wasn't going
to
hire you anyway. You'd be a horrible assistant to me.
Why?
I don't know
what
why.
The fuck does that even
I just
mean?
Wanted to be a little aggressive, a little hostile. I felt like it was too warm between us. You know what I mean? I need to throw in some distance.
Thanks. Thanks yeah. a lot.
It's like playing a little relationship game with you.
Yeah. You know how much I love that shit.
I do.
I love to have people play Russian roulette with my feelings.
Like, which one's actually going to hurt today?
Yeah. It's one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of playing
Russian roulette.
Fuck games with people's hearts. Do you watch Love is Blind? Do you watch Love is Blind?
Oh my God.
I don't
know what?
But I feel like I should.
Okay. Jasmine and I were just talking about this at work the other day. She's like, Caleb, do you watch Love is Blind? I said, no, but I know who does. Sarah Van Cleef. And we talked about how dumb it is, but then also how I would probably end up watching it because of you.
I think that I love the concept.
Can you describe Love is Blind in case people don't know?
So Love is Blind is when all of these people go to what they call the pods, and they're blind dating, essentially. They're trying to fall in love with a wall between them and the person they're talking to, sight unseen, and they just want to fall in love with their character and their heart and the things they talk about. So it's supposed to remove the superficial part of dating, essentially, where you just look at someone and you're like, oh yeah, you're hot, I want to fuck you. And then you're in a relationship that doesn't work. Or you just don't look at the people who you would be truly compatible with because
and of ignore the red flags because you're so attracted to them physically.
Or because you're not and you right. just never talk to them. Mm. Yeah, so it's supposed to assist with that.
Okay, my question is, though, is, you know, through some of the thumbnails, the people who are on the show are all objectively pretty attractive.
No one is
you know
fucking
what I mean?
Ugly.
Yeah,
AF.
Nobody is like a two. You know what I mean? They're all right. at least sevens.
But, you know, I think the other part is when you're talking to someone, our minds like to create images.
Sure.
So you're creating this picture of whoever it is mm-hmm. that you're talking to, and then you love them, and then you see them, and you're like,
it's like when I read gay romance novels.
Tell me more. You're just creating images of these characters?
Of course.
Okay.
Like, this person looks like somebody I know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I have a crush on them.
Mm-hmm. And so then you
kidding.
See them.
Yeah.
And it's just not the mm-hmm. same.
Yeah. And then they come out with a movie about it and you're like, that's not how they look.
Yes. Exactly.
Even
so,
though it's a book, you know, it's whatever.
Books become movies all the time.
I know. I know, right? It's fiction.
Anyway, I say all that to say Love is Blind is fucking crazy.
It's
and
cray cray.
If anyone needs some entertainment, watch it.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about that, too, is that I feel like reality television shows make me frustrated, you know, because I'm like, what is this bullshit?
Yeah, you have to embrace that, though.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is. I know. And I feel like maybe a hypocrite about it because there are things that I enjoy that are, you know, in essence, pretty stupid.
Such as?
I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind because I'm a very serious person.
Yeah, we can tell from the 50 hours we've spent with you so far.
What were you saying? The gay literature. Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, I feel like it's, I feel like I can't find the right word, but it's just vapid. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm gonna waste, you know, hours of my life watching these stupid people.
Yes.
Do stupid things.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Exactly the point. And that's the mindset you have to have going in. If you expect to learn a valuable lesson that you're going to apply, you're not going to find it there.
Yeah. And not everything has to have that value, right?
It doesn't. Sometimes it's just okay to be mindless. Yeah.
Just,
you know, we talk about being mindful. Sometimes we just want to not
tune out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relax. So that's why I like Love is Blind.
And maybe that's why I have a hard time relaxing. Maybe this is just proving that point, that I just cannot relax.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Therapy. This has been great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll send you a bill.
Thank you.
Not for my assistant services, though.
Just, right. No, just for my the therapizing. Part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. So I wanted to check in with you, Sarah. How have things been for you in your life?
You know, they've been good.
There was like a question there.
I have this really strange eye infection right now. I don't know if you can tell. My eye is so swollen and it's like itching. Well, but not
your eyes
the
look
inside.
Very big to me right now, anyway, because you've got glasses on.
But look at my eye.
Oh, girl, what?
I know.
It's red.
I know. And it itches like a motherfucker.
Ooh.
Okay. You didn't have to make that sound
you
about
look
my
so
eye.
So gross right now. I'm kidding. I'm joking. I love you and you're beautiful and gorgeous.
I cannot believe you just said that to me.
Remember that game of roulette that we were talking about?
Right.
Yeah, what the fuck did I do?
Nothing. I love you.
Oh my God.
I'm just poking and prodding. I feel like I feel like a younger like sibling.
Yeah.
That is just like pressing the buttons. Like, hey,
inner child Caleb right now.
Yeah.
Are you like the one that when you had a crush as a child, you would like push them?
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah. And I feel
their hair.
I mean, sort of. I've never actually, well, I don't tend towards physical violence or aggression.
Right.
But verbal, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think when I have a crush on somebody, I'm relatively mean to them.
Sure.
Verbally. Like, I can't let you think that I like you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like before, I mean, I feel comfortable talking about this now, but I had a crush on Brody. And I was like, I remember he started working with me at Map Room and I was like kind of just like, meh. You know what I mean? Just like mean to him, I think.
Yeah. And I was like, why?
Like sassy
why
or
like
catty
Brody?
Or something.
Like, I don't know.
Because I thought he was hot.
Yeah.
And now that I know him, less so, but.
We did bond over our mutual crush on Brody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's cute.
And then I slid in his DMs and was like,
you did
Brody,
slide up in there.
Do you have a boyfriend? And he did. So that was that.
Yeah.
That's always the way it goes.
That is always the way it goes.
Even when I'm asking for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I don't know. I have that effect on
me. Do you know what? I can't wait to do.
What?
Deal with all of those emotional attachment issues. At some point in the very near future.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, when?
Do you want to just talk about this?
Yeah, I kind of do. All right, so.
Did you hear me ask Logan if we could talk about it?
I did, but I didn't hear his answer, so I'm just going for it.
He said, don't say a fucking word.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's not what I said.
It's hush,
hush. He said we could talk about
it. Okay, great. Perfect. So I'm not doing anything illegal.
No.
It wouldn't be illegal anyway.
Oh, well, that makes it less exciting.
I'm not going to arrest you.
It's illegal. Don't tell anybody.
Okay,
say it.
I'm so turned on right now. Kay. Let's do it.
Spill it.
Okay, so we're going to be doing this really exciting project with one of our favorite people.
Our faves.
To ever exist. And I feel like I'm even a bigger fan now. Because I've gone and listened to all of her podcast episodes. I am like fully caught up from like 2021.
Wow.
I thought you were talking about me until you said
you were so cute.
We haven't gotten to you yet.
We're going to get to you, Logan. So shush. No, sorry.
But Kat Cantrell.
Yes.
Yes.
She is the podcast host of Dear Matchmaker. She has a matchmaking agency here in Cedar Rapids. If you haven't
the
listened to the
agency.
Episode, exactly. If you haven't listened to that episode of ours where we interviewed her, please go back, listen to it. She is a dream come true. Mm-hmm.
She is a dream come true.
Not only is she stunning, like she's gorgeous.
Yes, on the inside and out.
Yeah, she has like this really beautiful big heart that just like pours out for people.
Can't do the heart.
Pours out.
It does. It pours out.
So big, she needed an agency for it.
See, look at you.
I get it.
Oh my God. Look at you guys.
That was beautiful. But anyway, she's going to be doing some work for us.
Where, on us.
She's going to be working on me, you know?
Whew,
she has her work cut out
for
her.
She has no idea what is in store. No idea.
Oh, no.
I know. It's going to be fabulous.
It is going to be fabulous.
Yeah, just to really kind of set it on the table, it's a full spin-off podcast project.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a limited series that Upload Media is producing. It's going to be a collaboration with Othered and Dear Matchmaker.
Right.
And you two are literally going to be working with Kat to explore modern dating and who you are as people and potentially find partners and we're gonna capture all of it. It's, you know, it's a little bit of our own reality show but without
totally.
The bullshit.
Exactly. And it does kind of go back to your point before we started recording that our podcast is a little horny. We're a little thirsty. And we do talk about sliding into DMs a lot.
And other places.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Love to slide.
We love it.
We love to slide. We love that slip and slide. But it just feels like the perfect collab, you know?
Yeah, and you know, we love love. We're lovers.
Love. I love living, laughing, and loving.
I know.
Praying.
Eat, pray.
Yes, that
love
one.
Just
love. Love. We just love it all.
Oh,
with our modern farmhouse design in our homes.
Yeah.
We're fucking ready.
I'm okay? so ready
we
to
are...
fuck.
Oh my God.
See, I just need to.
This just was not even what I thought you were going to say. Okay, well,
I'm sorry, everybody.
I was gonna say ready to find love.
That too.
If it happens.
Yeah.
Caleb's crying. No, it's a really, really exciting project. We're going to put a lot of work and love into it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make something, I think, really high quality, really special.
Yeah.
And we're going to capture the true, authentic story of what it's like for, you know, you two as representatives of other communities to find love in a place like Iowa.
Yeah, and I think it's exciting to see what Kat does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I love her podcast. And if you've listened to it, listeners... she does a lot of different services, and so it'll be really interesting, I think, to have like an insider's experience of what that's gonna be like or what that looks like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just can't wait. But also it makes me really fucking nervous because our vulnerability is going to be at an all-time high.
Oh yeah.
We will be sharing dates.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna really capture all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You will actually, if everything goes according to plan, we haven't started production on it yet. But if everything goes as planned, you will actually be taking microphones with you on real dates.
Yeah. So this is your chance, gentlemen. If you want to go on a date with me, just slide into my DMs. This is your chance. Let's do it.
Or slide into Kat Cantrell's
DMs.
Oh,
you can do that too, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kat just got married last year.
She did.
She did. Yeah.
But I think she still goes by Kat Cantrell. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think professionally, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the worst date you've ever been on?
Ooh.
Because I'm trying to think, like, what would it be so horrible and hilarious at the same time to capture on audio for someone else to hear?
And, like, while you think of your answer, Caleb, because I can see you, like, sorting.
I mean, there's so many.
I'll just say, like, we haven't started production on this yet. This is going to come out this summer. We're going to really spend a lot of time in crafting it. Mm-hmm. But we don't know. Your dates could be great. Your dates could be bad. And we're going to really tell that story either way. So who knows what we're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, the worst dates are actually like the boring ones. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm. Like where I don't feel one way or the other. You know? Mm-hmm. And not to say that like the people themselves were boring, but I just feel like there was no connection. Mm. You know what I mean? Those are the bad dates. Mm-hmm. The other ones I feel like are at least entertaining in some way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That they're so bad that they're like, okay, there's a story here, you know, but then there's, you know, the ones where I'm like, ooh, I'm thirsty for that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Yum.
Like those crumbled cookies.
Yeah.
Yes. Just like the cookies. What about you?
I one time went, well, I've been on a lot of fucking bad dates too. Mm. And funny dates.
Yeah.
And just dates that I'm like, what the hell happened? And one time I remember going on this date with this guy, and right before the date, he was like, my car isn't working. Can you pick me up? And I was like, ugh, okay. And I did. Then he was like, I was thinking we could go to these places. And then he's like, I thought we could get ice cream. But he forgot his wallet, so he wanted me to pay, and I was
that old story.
Then we decided, since he didn't have his wallet, he's like, "We'll go to Tornadoes for a drink," and I was like, "Cause for some reason, maybe he knew someone that worked there. I don't remember why we were gonna go there." Well, we got there, we walked in, and he was like, "Oh, we gotta leave." And we get back to the car, and I was like, "What the fuck?" He's like, "I saw someone who has a restraining order against me." And I was like, okay.
Okay.
All right.
No. I was like, and then he like proceeded to tell me like about this time he got arrested at a Walmart because he punched someone in the face, a cashier. Girl. And I was just sitting there like,
get
what
out of my
the
car.
Actual fuck? And after he finished telling me, he told me about a time he went to prison because he left his gun in the glove compartment of his car while he went to get an oil change.
What?
And there was weed in there. And so he also just told me a bunch
of
shit. I'm
sorry, so hold on.
The like,
oil change people ratted him out?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know.
Fuck you, Jiffy Lube.
I know, but...
Or whoever
that,
you are.
That was what his point was, too. Right. Is that, you know, it wasn't actually him that was wrong. It was people telling on him.
Well, I mean...
I know, right?
We don't people fight for the right to like bear arms, and then also shouldn't we legalize weed? You know what I mean?
It was so fuck that, illegally but. Owned, and see now we don't even have gun laws. So anyway, this is what he was telling me, thinking this
it's a
was
a lot of things to experience on a first date.
Yeah, creating a good impression.
This is a lot.
And then he was like, oh "My God, we've just been talking for like 2 hours.
This must be a really good
he
date."
He was like, "I feel so connected," and I was like. I have not been talking. I have been listening and you are talking.
I hate that.
Yeah, that was the last time we ever saw each other.
Yeah, do you know what I think it is like for me, it's like when the person isn't like giving, you know, it's not like, cause I feel like there's an aspect of like showing interest in somebody, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and that's what I mean by giving, like, showing up to like get something, not get something from you, but to like learn who you are and do all those things. Like, I want to show up and I want to like do this date.
Right.
You know? But there's some people who just show up to like spill the beans. Mm-hmm. You know, let me tell you my life story.
Yeah.
And let you listen to it.
Yep. I just need another adult to talk to.
Yeah. And then just like audience. Make you pay for my Tornadoes meal. You know, like,
right.
What is that about?
Yeah. Well, I totally agree. And he was a fucking weirdo. And we never saw him again.
Bye.
But he's still wandering around out here, fucking avoiding the people, I'm sure, who have more restraining orders against him.
Right.
Jeez.
Who the fuck knows?
Right.
So let's just hope that that's not our experience.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, entertainment purposes, Maybe not a horrible thing.
One or two of them would be funny.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, but that's it. Okay. Right. Not any more than that.
Right.
I have a question, kind of a follow-up question to that.
Ooh.
Because I never did the traditional dating experience.
Mm-hmm.
I met my wife pretty early on before we like went on like traditional dates. Mm. So like, did you ever have a bad date like that, but you like went home with them anyway? Or you like went home with it anyway? Just because like that was what you needed?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, this date sucks. I don't think I want to see this person again, but we're
we'll see what their penis looks like.
I pretty much will leave.
Oh, yeah.
Will you?
Yes. I will make up an excuse and get the fuck out. I'll be like, oh, my God, my daughter hit her head with the babysitter. I got to go.
You don't ever feel like you're stuck in a date, like,
and then that's exactly no
obligation or anything.
No, yeah. Not at this point in my life. And maybe when I was like 20, you know, or like younger 20s. But I'm not 20 anymore. I'm too old to fucking waste my time.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm out.
That clock is ticking.
Ticking! Every second of the day. Dying. Ticking.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I really don't have much to share. Not because like I don't want to share. I just don't really have anything exciting to bring to the group today.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm wondering what's going on with their book club.
Oh, yeah. I also haven't checked in with it a little bit. But I also feel a little frustrated because not everybody read the book. But then also the last few times that we've set up meetings to meet, I haven't been able to come because it's been on a day that I work.
Like, well, why don't you take the initiative and plan a fucking day that you're not working?
You're right.
Yeah, I know. I'm always right.
I know.
And all the men in my life act surprised every time I'm right.
I know, but it's like, it's out of our hands now. You know what I mean? I feel like it's like been taken over. It's been, you know, we've been replaced.
The book club?
Yeah.
I mean, I would love some servant leaders.
Oh, no.
Just kidding.
I hate that word so hard. I hate it.
I would love other people to run the book club.
Mm.
And then, you know.
All right, Brody, your chance is up. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Brody's not going to volunteer after this episode.
No, probably fair.
Yeah.
He'll probably never want to talk to me again anyway, so.
I this feels like you need more therapy around this. Your face just like got so sad.
That was so savage.
I'm just kidding, but I'm sure he will want to talk to you again.
I was joking.
I know.
Fine. It's fine.
That's what you get for saying that I'm not a woman to you.
I knew I was never going to get away with that.
That was before the recording.
I know.
Caleb said he doesn't consider me an actual woman when he thinks of women.
There's so little context here. It hurts.
Yeah, I can't dig myself in a hole any further.
It's funnier if you don't ever give context.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't really matter because that's what he thinks regardless of the context.
But you are such a gorgeous woman.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
Whatever. Anyway, how long has this recording been, Logan?
Like 28 minutes.
How long have we been at this, LOL?
28 minutes, huh?
Mm.
Can I commandeer the show for a second?
Yes.
Please.
Since we're on a podcast and absolutely, other people with podcasts might be listening.
Mm.
The day we're recording this is the day that we announced the Iowa Podcast Awards.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to bring that up. Like, we're super excited about that. Upload Media is hosting this event called the Iowa Podcast Awards. We're bringing podcasters together from all over the state, bringing them to Cedar Rapids. We're going to have a big award show and give away awards and celebrate. But we're also going to have live podcasts and workshops and networking. And Sarah and Caleb will be there, whether they like it or not.
We'll be there.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be on a Sunday. Did you say Sunday?
I don't know. Sunday, September 15th.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
Perfect. I can make up.
So that'll
be cool. That'll be a party.
Yay.
It will be. I wonder what I'll wear.
We'll start planning now.
I'm going to.
Great.
Can you plan matching outfits?
Ooh, yeah. That would be cute.
Leopard print.
I didn't think you liked leopard print.
I don't, but I would wear it for you.
Okay. As long as it's not plaid.
Could you wear like a leopard print like tux?
Yes. That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's
or like a solid color tux with a leopard print shirt.
But that doesn't seem loud enough for me.
Well, what color the tux? Oh, and some like shoes. But if you have the pink mullet, you're not going to want to be doing all
right,
this.
Exactly.
Something's got to be a little
more muted. Another thing with no context. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what if I changed the color of my mullet for that event? It's not until September. That's like ages away.
Ages. Yeah.
Eojaws.
I would love that.
Okay.
I would love for you to do whatever feels right in your soul and spirit.
In my body. Yeah, great, perfect.
All the parts of your body.
Ooh.
Especially some special parts.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You deserve it.
Thank you. I have been thinking about this experience of my little gay life here in Iowa. And how I feel somewhat isolated. And I don't think that that's to say that there aren't, you know, gay people in Iowa, because there are. There's plenty of us, but there's not enough, you know. And I've been thinking about this experience, and I guess it's kind of like a question, like pondering why that's the case. And I think a lot of
why aren't there more gay people in Iowa?
Yeah. I mean, I think the answer is obvious. But I also don't want to be too, well, yeah, okay. That. And then also, I just feel like opportunities are a little bit less exciting here for people of my demographic. And I think part of it is noticing that there's not as many people my age in the gay community in this town. There's a lot of people older. There's a lot of people younger. But this kind of like low middle-aged space feels kind of vacant. There's a lot of vacancies. You know, there's a lot of...
The light is on. We're looking for...
Right.
People.
Right, exactly.
Bodies.
And I feel like that even comes with this idea too, that like maybe it's just me, you know, that like I've never been the kind of gay person to have like a group of gay friends to interact with. Like I think the community's out there, right, and they're fine and I love them, but I don't feel as connected to it. Which makes me feel sad.
Maybe this is a time in your life to get connected.
Yeah, but that takes effort.
Yeah. You've got effort to give.
Do I?
Yes.
I feel like I already have so many friends. You know, I don't need more.
O-M fucking G.
Whatever. You said that like 3 episodes ago.
I know. But like, I don't need to. I don't need to be reminded of all of your other friends all the time.
Right. Yeah. See, that's the thing, is that I would be afraid of that if I got any more friends, that you would just slit their throats.
I might.
Right.
Watch out, Caleb's friends. No, I think they're...
But yeah, do you understand what I'm saying?
It's important to like have that sense of community. I get it. Within that little pocket of people.
I don't know if that's like an insecurity or thing or not either. You know?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't.
Hmm.
Because, you know, it's one thing to talk to me about dating.
Sure.
But wouldn't it be different to talk to someone who actually has like a shared experience? Like, you know, I know we're both dating, but wouldn't you rather talk to someone who also dates gay men? Like, you know, wouldn't that, do you think the conversation would be different? I guess I think it would. Wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Okay.
And I also wonder if I'm like, you know, I don't think I'm the only person who's experiences this, but, you know, it would be nice to know what other people in the community are feeling or going through, you know, because I also like, I think it's hard for us to find connection too, you know, like aside from like Grindr, you know, which is like a sexy hookup app, there's not a lot of like deep conversation happening between the homos here in my life. And maybe that's just the conversations that I'm not being a part of, you know, and that's also fine. But I don't know. I'm having a problem here.
Well, I think you should explore that.
Ugh.
And maybe, you know, gravitate out from
put
your...
Put some feelers out there.
Yeah.
And some little tentacles.
Make some new friends. Yeah. You love people.
I do love people. And I think I love gay people more than I love straight people. Sorry.
All
the straights
out
there.
Look at me.
Sorry, you're like the quintessential straight person here.
Yeah, the white straight.
Right. You know, yeah. 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 You represent all of the dominant culture. Yeah.
Literally everything that this show is not about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
That is what I represent.
Yeah.
Well, but
you're not a bad person.
Right.
Not that you know of.
That's true.
That's true. Keep that in the closet.
You've never asked how many restraining orders I have.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Against me.
Logan, I cannot see you having a restraining order.
That you know.
Maybe from hugs.
Okay. Yes, from hugs. Girl.
This is another one of those episodes where I'm going to need to put, like, only for the true fans.
Right.
Those that are with us no matter what.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I feel like it's kind of maybe similar to how I would feel if I didn't have a black community.
Right.
And, like, from what I know about the gay community from the outside of it, I see that as a problem that I hear about, that I know about, that, like... Mm. That ability to connect on a real level is not there. It's really difficult, especially in a place like Iowa.
Right. And I don't know if it's... Well, I can't really put my finger on it, really. You know, I feel like there's always just this... If you talk to somebody in the community, it's like, are we... There's always maybe that, like, thing in the background. It's like, are we going to date? Are we going to fuck? Like, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? And it's like, I don't really want that. I want, like... friendship, and I want connection, and I want, you know, to not feel so alone as a gay person here, you know. But there's only so many of us, so, and I don't like, I think Basics is great, like our one gay bar, you know, but also I don't like going out to bars anymore. It's not my thing. It's not my vibe.
Yeah.
And also, like, how many people make friends at bars?
Yeah,
zero.
That's true. Yeah,
that's not true, but
right.
It's, you don't go to the bar at 1 a.m. to make a friend.
Right.
I mean, I think that, like, culturally the gay community has done that, like, historically so. Like, that is, like, our space. That's, like, specifically for us to meet other gay people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's no other space like that.
Right.
In our community. Because we're also just, you know, out there in the wild, you know, like, we're also trying to pass, you know, in some way most of the time to not get, you know, attacked or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
But I don't know. I don't know what to do. And also, it feels really pathetic to be on Tinder and be like, I'm just here for friends.
Why don't you do that on Bumble? Bumble has, like, a friend setting.
Ew. No, but there's also, like, any of those quote-unquote dating apps or, like, network apps, sure. But they also feel like kind of, I don't know. There's a vibe that I just feel like is not for me.
So what's the vibe?
I don't know.
What's the friendship making vibe?
I'm frustrated and I don't know what to do.
Well, I think you just need to find a community and join it. You need to get out there. You got to start messaging the gays that you know. So maybe say I'm sorry to Brody.
I have nothing to apologize to him about.
Okay.
Except for maybe being mean to him. But I think he also liked it a little bit because we got coffee afterwards and we talked about grad school and blah, 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 blah. So we are friends.
So text your friend and say,
ugh,
where the homos at?
Right. Okay, Brody, look out.
Yeah, look out. Here Caleb comes.
Coming in hot.
Yeah.
What if you...
Yes, I can't wait for this.
Yeah.
Tell me, Logan. Tell me what to do.
Let the straight white man tell you what to
please.
Do.
Please, yeah.
We love when straight white men jump in.
Mm. Yep, here I go.
With a hug.
Slide on in,
Logan. I'm
going
to hug you after.
Restraining order coming forthwith.
You make a Facebook group.
Yes.
And you call it Caleb's Gay Book Club.
Yes.
So I just get excluded from
No, Caleb's it's for the allies, too.
Life? Okay.
It's for the fat
No, 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 no. No, no, no. It's for the gays.
It's for the gays.
Okay.
If you are a gay man,
everything's
specifically,
about the gays.
And you like to read, this group is for you.
That sounds like a really self-serving action to take, and so I'm kind of considering it.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe there's...
maybe that's it! We found the answer.
Wow. I was like thinking look inside and right. here it was just no, on Facebook.
No. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what like cult leaders do, is just like create this experience where they like have these like, you know, young girls like come and like join this call, and then they have just like a bunch of people to choose from for sexual
exploitation.
Caleb's gay
and
cult.
Expedition.
Yeah, there you go. Caleb. Yeah, that would be more true. That would be more honest, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm all about honesty right now.
Okay.
Authenticity. Just right. call it Caleb's gay cult for sex.
You don't want...
Yeah, be very specific. Not just the cult. The I cult just, for sex.
I want to be the most honest.
Yes. And then in the description, be like, listen, I'm in my honest era. Just want you guys to know right off the bat what this is all about.
Yeah. Like that. You don't really want friends. You want worshipers.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Duh.
You, I'm so toxic. That's so gross. I hate that.
It's okay. I think you can have friends who worship you.
I mean, it worked out well with
you.
Do
I do worship
you. I know,
you.
And I worship you.
You know what?
You are a goddess.
Whatever.
But not a woman.
But not a woman.
Yeah. I don't believe shit you have to say anymore. Now that you have... just totally defeminated me.
Uh-huh.
Turns out your honest era was a lie.
Right.
Turns out you got too honest.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. It's all right. I'm confident in who I am.
You should be.
I became a woman a long time ago, so.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that, but congratulations. Muscle power.
That could mean so many
I
lines.
Know I was like
well, it means whatever the fuck you want it to. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Emphasis on the
I don't
fuck.
Need a man to tell me or define for me what womanhood right. is.
What's that song? I'm every woman.
Yeah, it's all in me.
They're all in me.
Do you know who sang that?
Aretha. Chaka Khan.
He's running through the list of black women singers.
I named two. There are like 1,700 more. I don't remember.
It's
I'm
Whitney
sorry.
Houston.
Oh, fuck. No. That was my next guess. I'm a horrible
Beyonce,
person.
Rihanna.
I knew it wasn't them. Come on. I knew it was from a certain era. Oh, and I couldn't function.
I just like really love doing that shit to white people. Oh, it's so
I know.
Good.
I think I'm red right now. I can't feel my face.
Oh, man.
Okay. Wow.
This has been a day.
It really has.
This has been a time.
It's been a nice end to the week for me.
Good. I'm so excited that you have an end to your week.
You,
I don't know what my week
you
even
don't
is.
Work tomorrow.
Don't I?
You don't work on Fridays, I thought.
I don't know. Work has been a chaotic mess. Mm-hmm. Not that the work itself has been messy. It's just like the schedule's been all over the place, and this really hasn't even been that all over the place, but for me in my mind, which is a separate reality,
right.
I don't know what day it is. I don't know what day I'm supposed to work.
Okay, I want to say something really quick.
Okay.
I started watching Stranger Things.
Oh.
Ooh.
And I'm really into it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just want everyone to know.
Okay. I love that for you. I also just finished a show called Maniac, also on Netflix, with Jonah Hill and what's her name? Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very good. It came out a couple years ago.
Was it a movie?
Super
or
good.
A TV
it's a series.
Joke.
It's a limited series.
Oh, okay.
And it's sounds trippy, good. But it's so good.
Oh, speaking of trippy, I started watching Midnight Gospel.
Ooh,
that
yes.
was what I had called you for the other day that I couldn't remember why I called you.
And?
Because I was like, what the actual fuck are these visuals?
Yeah, you're on drugs.
I'm like, is that a penis? Like, yeah, there's just so much.
There's so much happening.
And then, like, when he goes into his little, like, time travel thingy, mm-hmm. it's like a vagina.
Yep. He sticks his head in the vagina.
Yes. Okay.
And then it shoots him into a different universe.
Yeah. Yep. There's a lot of that shit going on.
Yeah.
Logan is becoming one of us. I love that. But surely. Sorry to all who love Logan.
Yeah. I have. Me too.
Anyway, that show is fucking insane.
Yeah, do you love it?
I do like it, yes. Right,
see, I knew you were going to love it.
Yeah, so. And it's...
It's fucking nuts.
Yes, it is. It's, like, just to watch, it's just fucking weird. Yeah.
And sometimes I can't, like, follow both at the same time.
No.
Like, the visuals and the audio, I'm like, I don't know what's happening. No sense,
my brain is super confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just wanted to share that with everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Logan, did you want to tell us what you've been watching?
I was just going to throw in, speaking of gay culture specifically,
ooh.
Watched All of Us Strangers. We're yeah. working our way through like Oscar movies.
Yes. And whatnot. I wanted to see that so bad and I haven't seen it.
It is crazy. You must watch it.
Okay.
Is yeah. it a is drama? It on... Is it a thriller?
It's a drama. It's a film. It's a, I don't know how to describe it. It's wild.
Paul Mescal's in it and he's hot.
It's Paul Mescal and...
good old what's his name?
Yeah, hot priest from yeah. Fleabag.
Yeah,
oh, man,
he's also very hot. I would lick both of them. I would drink their bathwater.
Yeah, well, you should watch this movie.
Did you see Saltburn?
I avoided it actively.
Why?
Because I had it spoiled for me, so I know what I know it. I know I've seen all. I've okay, seen.
What kind of movie is it? Like, is it a drama?
Definitely a drama.
Dramedy.
Dramedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's like hilarious points in it.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's also dark. Dark and
yeah. yeah.
I like the dark shit.
Yeah, you would like it, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you would it. Definitely like it.
Well, you already know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How about American Fiction?
I still need to watch it.
I did end up buying that.
Oh, you did?
Tried to watch it twice and got distracted, so I'm gonna give it another go. And weren't you
going to invite me to watch it with you? What the actual fuck, Sarah?
Well, we were actually texting about it in uh-huh. our text.
Yeah, I know. We've been talking about it,
but you didn't mm-hmm. respond.
When do I ever respond to text messages?
Yeah, I need you to fucking.
I also need you to. We're booking things.
If we weren't looking for a response, we wouldn't be talking to you. I
hate it.
So frustrated with texting people who don't reply.
I can't. There's like just a constant influx of people texting, you know, things that are so overwhelming to my brain space that I just like cannot like bring my hands to complete the task of responding because there's so much to get through to do it. You know what I mean?
No.
Like mental fog.
You're literally okay. holding the phone. You have a fucking watch.
I know.
Respond.
I caught listen. Sarah doing this thing because we're on a text mm-hmm. chain with each other to like books, recordings and whatnot.
Yeah.
I caught Sarah doing this thing where she'll text and then if we don't answer soon enough, she'll emphasize her own text.
I do that.
Just to like bump you.
Does that like... Does everyone love that or do we hate it?
I don't respond to it anyway. So
Caleb's like, I don't even notice. What about you, Logan?
I'm usually pretty good at responding, but I'm usually like busy.
Right.
So like,
I just don't want people to forget.
And I think that's fair. Like, it was a full 24 hours before you bumped it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fair. It reminded me to get back to you. That's cool. And I did.
I've been trying to mark my texts as unread because when I get in spaces that I have a lot of brain fog, I do forget. Truly, to text people
that
back.
Does happen to me
so
too.
Then I'll go back and then I can do it. So I've started emphasizing things so I don't have to text someone again and be like, did you forget about my text?
I think that's probably your least toxic trait because I
don't really know what to think about that.
That implies a lot of other things. Okay. Let me tell you about your other more toxic traits.
Do you know what I would love in the conversations with friends is a little bit more of the, do you know what your problem is? Conversation. You know what I mean? And I would love to have
that. Do you want to get anything off your chest?
No, not with you. Not right now.
Okay.
I don't want to expose you.
Oh, expose me, bitch.
I don't. I don't have nothing to expose
I will expose myself.
Oh, please. Would you?
Yes. I've been waiting for you to say that forever.
No, but that was just an aside. But I finally today got on my computer, and my computer's connected to my phone with all the iMessage, blah, blah, blah. And I like sent like, I think like 10 text messages in response to like messages that I had not responded to yet.
Mm, mine wasn't
and
one.
And it felt really great.
Imagine how great it would have felt if you would have replied to ours. I guess you did.
Yeah, but like the thing is, yeah, I think I sent like a thumbs up or something.
See, something nice and vague.
Yeah, that I like acknowledged the message.
But you were doing that with agreement. Email too. And I I know that email.
Yeah, I've got a lot of problems.
Is even worse than, I don't know. Do you feel attacked today?
God damn it, I do.
But Caleb would. We're on this email chain, and Logan's asking us a pointed question, not like, what do you guys think, or an opinion piece. It's fucking, can you do it or not? Yes or no. And I'm on the phone with Caleb, and I'm like, do you see this email? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to, can you do it? He said, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to reply. I replied, and I never saw your reply come through.
I thought you were just going to respond for me.
And then when I said, I'm like, did you reply? And I asked you this like in front of Logan last week, and you said yes, and you said yes, but then you didn't.
Oh, it's because I hadn't CC'd you.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't hit reply all.
Whew, right. Because.
Well, I think reply all is a little aggressive.
You know,
not when you're scheduling something. That's like true. We all need to know each other's information.
Do you know what? This is also why I don't work a corporate job. And why nobody emails me, because good luck.
For real. Like, there's no point in emailing if I have to call also, you to tell you, you to check your
me,
email.
Good luck.
Yeah, unless it's like the most professional thing.
Right.
Where I'm like, okay, we're trying to organize this new project.
Yeah.
I will just text you.
Right.
Otherwise, like, email is only for the right. most professional
stuff. That makes a lot of sense. And when you said CC other people, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should do that. Duh. Right. I know. I feel like I'm in my ditzy era.
It gives you me anxiety. I mean?
Your okay. honest ditzy era.
Yeah, my honest, villainous ditzy era.
Whoa.
Era.
You've got a lot of different things at play.
I know. It's my era's tour. Oh.
Also very horny.
Also super horny.
Yes.
The horniest I've been since I was 17.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, girl.
Wow. Interesting.
Anyway, he did start replying more to the text once you said you were bringing food, though.
I did.
He emphasized it.
Yeah.
And said, "Ee." Yeah, he then cared.
Yeah.
But most of the time, he doesn't care.
That was also in that point where I was on my computer and responding to like 13 other text messages that I hadn't responded to yet.
So I caught you at a good time.
You sure did.
Okay. Yep. Good to know. Mm-hmm. I won't expect that in the future.
So, I mean, the thing is that I just appreciate phone calls. Like, let's just have the conversation be done within 5 minutes.
I, too.
Not even 5 minutes.
I also
like
would
30
rather
seconds.
Call.
You know what I mean? Instead yes. of, like, dragging out a conversation over text message, I cannot do social media or text messages anymore. I cannot.
Okay.
Cannot do it anymore.
All right.
I don't have the space.
Mm. I'm proud of myself because I made a good graphic today for our Instagram.
Oh, my God. It was so gorgeous.
Your girl pays for Canva Pro and can barely
yeah,
do shit.
Look
and
at you.
Today I did something amazing.
Mm-hmm. My laptop.
Yeah. You know what I've noticed is that a lot of things I'm seeing, everyone uses Canva. And mm-hmm. I find the same, like,
the
companies.
Templates.
Yes, that yeah. aren't even, like, on the same realm of close, like, geographically, that are using the same template for mm-hmm. two, like, extremely different things. Mm. And I'm like, okay, Sarah, think outside the box. So I used a picture of Caleb.
That's definitely out of
no
the box.
No one's going to have that shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's, I just wanted to toot my own horn.
Toot toot away, baby.
I will, because I suck at technology.
Mm.
So that was a win.
This has been a day.
It really has.
Yeah.
Yes, this is an episode for our cult followers.
Yeah, I feel battered. I feel attacked.
Good.
Yeah.
And it's International Women's History Month.
Yes, women.
Yeah, which is, I think, how...
You go, girls.
Yeah. Caleb's looking at me while he says this. I don't know if I think
Who
he's
talking
to me.
Who else would I look at?
Me.
Logan?
No.
You go, girls.
I get a bunch of other months. I don't know.
You say. Yeah, fine. You get literally every other month.
That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
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 I feel represented.
Good answer, Logan.
Yeah, I feel seen. I don't know. Yeah.
That's all.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you.
Please go like, subscribe, review, share, love, lust our podcast.
Yeah. Yes, that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And hug your bestie.
Unless you have a restraining order.
Right.
That's true. Then don't. Don't hug your bestie if you could go to jail.
What a weird episode.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is. That's life.
But also, it's
honest.
That's life. It's honest. Mm-hmm.
It is honest.
That's right.
And honesty. That's what you're always going to get from us.
That's right. Authenticity, bitch.
Yes. Take it or leave it. We love you so much and appreciate you.
Yeah. I appreciate you so much. Okay. You don't even know.
Wow. Stay tuned for more next time.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Keep your eyes peeled. Watch your back.
Watch your back.
I don't know. Keep eyes on your six.
We're
I don't
fucking
know.
Fucking coming at you. Bye.
Bye.